Morning, boys. What prayers do we have this morning? Anybody?
Michael
and
Peter.
Okay.
One for
the
sake of Teddy here.
Okay. Anybody else?
Brother in Spain.
Okay. Alright, let's pray. Father, we just pray and we just say thank you, Lord, for just making a way for us. We just pray that your will be done. We pray that your kingdom would come. Lord, we pray for Michael and Stephen. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that they will follow you, Lord. Pray for those who are sick, Lord. God, just pray for healing, Lord, according to your will, God. Pray for the brethren, Mexico and in Spain. God, that you would protect them, that you would strengthen them. Lord, all the brothers in all places around the world, God, and sisters, and we just pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them, Lord, encourage them, help them to stand, God, for truth and righteousness, and help them to stay faithful, God, and lead them into the truth. And we just pray that your will be done today, God. Lord, let us just hear your words today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to Job. And just to talk about it just a little bit, God had said some things about Job. In the beginning, what words did God use to describe Job? What did he say Job was? What kind of man was he? I'm sorry? Perfect man. Anybody else? Another word that was used, Roger? Upright. Okay. Anybody else? You feared God? James? Righteous? Okay. Well, I'm not sure if that's what it said, but it said that he eschewed evil. I think that means that he turned away from every evil thing. The Bible says that we are supposed to love what is good and hate what is evil. And Job, he kept from what was evil, and that's what we are to do. And that's what God said about Job, that he was a blameless man. He was true and God-fearing, and kept from all the evil things. And God allowed Satan to cause many bad things to happen to Job, because Satan said that Job was blameless and he was a good man only because God would not let anything bad happen to him. And so God let Satan cause these bad things to happen to Job to see what kind of man Job really was. And I think it's real possible that that will happen to us too. That God will very likely try our faith to see what kind of faith we really have. If we're true to God, He might let something happen in our life that's not so pleasant, just to see how faithful we really are. And it's okay, because this life, the Bible says, is just but a vapor. It's going to go up real fast. And we have all eternity is what we're working for. That this life is just a test run, maybe, just to see what kind of faith we really have. To see where we're going to be for eternity. And Job's friends had come to him after all these bad things had happened to him. And they were telling Job that God was punishing him because Job had done something evil or wrong. But they were wrong. They didn't know the truth. And so they were counseling Job and telling Job that, you know, you've done something wrong. God is punishing you because this is what he does to wicked people, what's happened to you. And they started saying a lot of things. And some of the things that they said, I think, are probably true. But some of the things that they said were wrong. And they sound real smart. And sometimes a lot of people will sound real smart. And they'll say some true thing, but not everything they're saying is true. And so we have to really be careful. And we have to know what's true ourselves. And let's start off in verse 20, or chapter 21. Then, I guess in 20, Zophar, Job's friend, has just been telling Job what happens to the ungodly. But he was saying, this is what's happening to you, I think, to Job. But then Job answers Zophar, and he says, then Job answered and said, listen carefully to my words, that I may not have this consolation from you. Bear with me and I will speak. Then you will stop laughing at me. What is there any one of you who does not blame me? Or why should I not be furious? Look at me and be astonished, and put your hand over your mouth. For even when I remember, I am alarmed, and pains take hold of my flesh. Why do the ungodly live and become old, even in wealth? Their offspring is according to their desire, and their children are before their eyes. Their houses flourish, and they have no cause for fear. Neither is there any affliction from the Lord upon them. Their ox does not miscarry, for it is preserved safe during pregnancy, and does not suffer a mishap. They remain as an unfailing herd, and their children dance. He's saying, good things happen to the ungodly. Also, they remain as for taking up the psaltery in heart, and they celebrate at the sound of song. They spend their life in their good things and fall asleep in the rest of the grave. Yet such a man says to the Lord, depart from me. I do not wish to know your ways. What is a sufficient reason for us to serve him? He's saying an ungodly man, even if good things are happening to him, an ungodly man will not want to know the righteous ways of God. And he will say, depart from me. You know, there's people that it looks like good things are happening in their lives. They might be, you know, whatever. Nothing may be going wrong in their lives, but they do not hunger for righteousness. They don't want to do what's right. It says, what benefit is it for us to meet God? For their good things are in their power. For he does not, I think it's what they say, for God does not take notice of the works of the ungodly. Nevertheless, Job says, the lamp of the ungodly will be put out. Destruction shall come upon them, and the sorrows of wrath will seize them. They are like chaff before the wind. And they are like dust. They are like dust the storm carries away. May his possessions fail to supply his children. God will recompense him, and he will not know it. May his eyes see his own slaughter, and may it not be saved by the Lord. For it is his will not in his house with himself, but the number of his months has been apportioned. Is it not the Lord who teaches understanding and knowledge? Does not he judge murderers? one shall die in the strength of his simplicity, and wholly at ease and prosperous. His innards are full of stiff fat, and the marrow of his bones is dissipated. Another dies under bitterness of soul, not eating any good thing. They lie down together in the earth, and decay covers them. Thus I know you press me recklessly. He's telling this to his friends, and he's like, you guys are pressing me recklessly. You will say, where is the house of the ruler? Where is the shelter of the dwelling place of the ungodly? Ask those who travel the road, and do not overlook their signs. For the evil man makes light of the day of destruction. But they shall be led away in the day of his wrath, of God's wrath. Who will tell him his way to his face? Who will recompense him for what he has done? Yet he is brought to the grave. A vigil is kept over the coffin. The pebbles of the valley have ensweetened him. Every man shall depart after him, as countless have departed before him. How then can you comfort me with empty words, since I have no rest from you? So it seemed like Job was saying that for the ungodly man, even though he has his things may be going well in his life, his end is destruction. And then he says, why are you pressing me? He said, it basically just says you guys are wrong. But anyway, okay, I guess we'll stand up and we'll do our verses. Yes, Judah, you go ahead.
Matthew 25:13. Therefore, you do not know the day or the hour that the Son of Man is coming.
Mark 13:6-8. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, but for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows.
Okay. Just remember to speak up loudly, everyone. Micah, go ahead.
Matthew 24:20-27. Therefore they say to you, look, he is in the desert. Or look, he is in the mountains. Do not go out, for I am lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, or also a load coming in from the east. Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Acts 2:17-19. And it shall come to pass in the last days that God will have poured out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out and on those days of the Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth, beneath blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. Revelation 20:13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead prisoners, and they were judged every man according to his work. But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a great. tell them, Mark 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Mark 13, 25 and 26. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 8.
Yep.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven, it is with his mighty angels and flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, for next week, why don't we, I think the last week you guys have looked up commands of Jesus, and I'd like you to do that again. I want you to look up a different one, though, find a different command of Jesus, and then I want you to do it. Try to apply that commandment, a different one than one you had last time. Find a different one, and then try to do it this week. Okay? And then next week you can just tell the verse that you, or the commandment. Okay?